You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, everyone. Good to have you with us. It's always a privilege to be on this podcast. It's Dave Kellner here alongside Alex Dunn to preview the feature matches in the European football scene this weekend. We've got three to look at. We're going to look at AC Milan versus Juventus in Serie A. We've got Valencia versus Sevilla in La Liga, and in Liga we have Marseille versus Bordeaux. So myself and Alex are going to take you through these games now. First of all, a warm welcome to Mr. Alex Dunn.
Hello, David Kellner.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, very good. Refreshed, had a nice little break. Haven't missed any European podcasts, thankfully. But yes, all very good. And I'll be on The Punt as well, which we'll be recording tomorrow, which is your podcast. So it was a mutual scratching of backs.
It was indeed.
It was indeed.
And I notice you're chipper, and you say it's to do with the break that you've had, but also rejuvenated as far as the naps are concerned.
Oh, that's very true. That is very true. It's been a dismal season on the naps for me. So I started to take a few flyers, and they've landed. I was here with you the week before the international break, so 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Put up Ajax to win at PSV and under 2.5 goals. That landed at 9-2. And then last week, Umdenard fancied Barcelona, but napped Ronaldo to score any time and Real to win as a price play at 7-1. And that landed, which means that I am now top of Ray/Sam/Dave/guest on the naps table. So all in all, it promises to be a entertaining running on the naps front, and all of a sudden there's a bit of pressure on you.
And you know what, Alex, I sometimes get roped, not sometimes get roped in, that makes it sound like they're just picking someone at random out there, but occasionally I am the pundit on the Monday morning punt, the one just after the weekend, and we preview the midweek matches, and occasionally I get the Champions League and the Europa League to have a look at. As you can imagine, with the results on Tuesday and Wednesday night, particularly the Real Madrid result, that was, it's kind of embarrassing, because yeah. I thought Real Madrid were cast iron certainties going to Wolfsburg, and they were humiliated 2-0. And Martin, who's a regular listener to the William Hill in-play radio service, was the first one to take a nibble. And it was expected. So I just said, well, I got the teams mixed up. It was Wolfsburg 2-0 that I really wanted. But yeah, that came as a big surprise to me.
Well, Wolfsburg are a side that I just don't know what to do with, because I really fancied them before the start of the season, and then they've been pretty disappointing, and then they go and beat Real Madrid. And as for Real, who knows? They were actually quite good last weekend at Barca. I thought they were pretty good in El Clasico. Barca didn't really turn up, which was a bit of a shock. But Real were pretty good, and it's a shame that the title is already done and dusted for Barca, or pretty much. But I think there's scope for Real to push on and take something from last week, but then you'd have thought that they'd gone and beat Wolfsburg, and they didn't.
It was frustrating, to say the least. Let's get stuck into this weekend's matches, and we've got a bona fide expert on European football here on the podcast. AC Milan versus Juventus is the first game we're going to look at. This match is Saturday night, so we're looking at this one next. AC Milan versus Juventus. That's one of the feature matches this weekend.
Serie A.
It is Serie A. AC Milan versus Juventus. AC Milan 14-5. The draw 21-10, with Juventus in the market at 11-10. If you're having a bet on the match result and both teams to score, AC Milan 13-2 in that market. The draw 16-5, with Juventus in the betting at 4-1. Juventus are 6 points clear at the top. They are ahead of Napoli in the league. AC Milan looking to get into European qualification. Really, that's their focus now, to either get fifth or maybe even fourth. But they're some way off Inter, 5 points behind bitter rivals Inter in the league. And recently, AC Milan's form has been a little bit patchy, to say the least.
Mediocre, yeah. I'd say. Yeah. Without winning four in the league, whereas Juve have had the most phenomenal season. When you think of the start that they made, they were abject in the early weeks of the season, and since then they've been, as they always have been, or at least for the last 3 or 4 years anyway, absolutely glorious. And the big result last week was Napoli losing at Udinese. Huge result. Higuain suspended off the back of that as well. And that pretty much hands the title to Juve. If it wasn't wrapped up, they're only 3 points clear before last weekend.
Yeah.
But it definitely is now. So Juve, barring massive slip-ups, will lift the title once again. And they've got no European competition to disturb them, which is a bonus.
And that game, I watched that two-legged affair on in-play radio against Bayern Munich, and they were unlucky, weren't they, really? Because to come back from that 2-0 deficit in Turin, first of all, when for the first 60 minutes of that game, Bayern Munich played how they had been playing. They just kept possession, kept the pressure on. Douglas Costa, I thought, was superb in that match. Bayern went 2-0 up, and then Juventus, inconceivably, because you can imagine on in-play radio, you're looking at this, and it's like the Alamo for an hour, and you're thinking they're going to win this game 3-0, 4-0, whatever. And then Juventus, inexplicably, got going and came back in that game, drew 2-2, then went 2-0 up at the Allianz, and they'll feel disappointed that they didn't convert and get through to the quarters.
Well, it's a very un-Juve performance. Yes. Isn't it? They've let in 16 goals in 31 games in the league so far this season. So to let in 5 over 2 games is, granted, against a better opposition, is hard to take. But in terms of their league aspirations, it's a good thing that they're out of Europe. It is a shame that both sides are, well, AC were never in, but these are two sides that you would expect to see dining at Europe's top table, or at least the slightly smaller table next to the top table.
Historically, they're on the kiddies table, aren't they?
AC are on the floor. Right?
Well, historically, AC Milan were one of the superpowers of European football, and we that sort of transferred now to Juventus, hasn't it, really, as far as Serie A is concerned?
Yeah, definitely. But there's two sides who've got good claims to be winning this, I think. Juve's last league defeat, I'm going to take you all the way back to the 28th of October. Very, very long time ago now. And they lost 1-0 at Sassuolo. That is their last league defeat. Since then, they've been pretty much imperious. So you'd think, okay, let's be looking for a pro-Juve bet. Mm. Well, maybe not, because AC, even though recently they haven't been in fantastic form, they have lost just one of their last 7 at home in the league. That's the whole of 2016. And they haven't lost in those games at home to Fiorentina, Inter and Lazio. A mixture of wins and draws in there. AC are good at home. This won't be easy for Juve at all. And it's priced up as though, not as though it's going to be too easy, but as though Juve should be winning it. And I agree they should be favourites, but I'm less confident this time.
Okay.
In terms of the head-to-heads, AC have just won one of the last 5 head-to-heads at home in the league with Juve. But I think they can get something here. You said they'd be looking to chase Inter in 5th. I don't think that they will. I don't think they've got a great deal to play for.
You think that's out of reach?
Yeah. But that could almost be a good thing for them here, in that they can just sort of cut loose a little bit and maybe try and attack Juve. So the bet I'm going for is the draw.
Okay.
Which I rarely do. And could become a theme on this podcast in this week. We'll have to wait and see. But
teaser,
yeah. Well, no, not, I'm tipping up a lot of draws. I'll let you know now. 21-10, I think is okay. It's not the best price you'll ever see. It's a realistic price, but I'll just take that. I think you've got to consider drawing both teams to score at 16-5. It's very un-Juve for that to happen, because they do keep so many clean sheets. But AC are the kind of side that can either play out a 0-0 draw or a 3-3 draw, okay, depending on which side turns up. So I wouldn't get too bogged down in trying to, you know, pinpoint it to a correct score or a match result and both teams to score. I just think the draw, 21-10, that'll do for me.
I think a lot of people, given what you said about Juventus and their last league defeat being way back in October against Sassuolo, will have, they'll be throwing in the draw no bet 4-9. I know it's 4-9, but I think a lot of people will be throwing in the Juventus draw no bet into their European accumulators this weekend?
Well, you've got to think, against most sides, particularly, say, at home, you'll be getting Juve at much shorter than that to win the game. So the fact you're getting 4-9 with a bit of insurance makes sense, as far as I'm concerned. So, I agree, Dev. I couldn't put you off that from an ACCA point of view, but the outright selection in this game is going to be the draw.
La Liga.
It is La Liga on Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. Valencia versus Sevilla. And this one, Mr. Dunn, is very tight from a betting perspective. Valencia are 7-5 to win the game. The draw is 5-2, and Sevilla are in the betting at 9-5. As far as the standings in La Liga are concerned, Sevilla are 7th in the league with 48 points, and Valencia having a dismal season, courtesy of Mr. Gary Neville. They are 15th in the league, 34 points after 31 games. And that's the big news surrounding this game, isn't it? The sacking of Gary Neville after just the 31 games of his first season in charge. And I said it sort of implied it was all because of Gary Neville, but that's not strictly the case. But he has struggled there, obviously.
Yeah, he didn't do particularly well, did he? But at least, from my point of view, it's a good thing, because every time we do a Valencia game on the podcast, I don't have to Google Gary Neville to check that he's still there and I haven't just missed it on a day off or anything like that, because he's been under pressure for some time, hasn't he? He never really got going. It's a bit of a shame, because I do think he'll make into a good manager in years to come, but I just think this was the wrong job for him to start with. But that's probably a discussion for another podcast, the Gary Neville podcast.
I'm looking forward to that Gary Neville podcast. It might be short and sweet, that podcast. As far as the form of these two sides are concerned, though, Valencia, we all know, because Gary Neville has left, they've been in really poor form recently. In all competitions in their last six matches, they've won just once and lost five of them. Sevilla have lost their last couple of games to Real Sociedad and away from home against Real Madrid. I suppose the game against Real Madrid can definitely be excused. More difficult to excuse the home defeat against Real Sociedad.
Yes. Sevilla, okay then, Dave. Let's get down to this. Sevilla still have not won a game away from home in the league this season. How? How can you do that? How can you be a side that is as good as they can be and as good as they are at home, and yet on the road you cannot transfer it?
That's incredible, isn't it?
And they've drawn plenty again. I think they've drawn 9 and lost 6 on the road. But they are yet to win a game. So you can't back them.
No, of course not.
You just cannot back them here. And you also can't back Valencia, because they're rubbish. let's not forget, of course, Gary Neville did go before their last defeat. They did not have him in charge for the defeat at Las Palmas, where again they went in the lead early, looked like they were going to go on to win, and they managed to throw that away as well with a penalty and an own goal. They do like pressing self-destruct sometimes, Valencia. There's been a few games where they've been in with a chance, but I'll tell you what, they're going to be under pressure here, because they are 6 points clear of the drop, 6 points clear of Sporting Gijón in 18th spot. But with 7 games to go, you look at this game at home to Sevilla. Then they've got to play Barcelona. They've got Real Madrid to come. They've got Villarreal to come as well. All of a sudden, if you're a Valencia fan, you're thinking, hang on, we don't really have many more points to get here. So they'll be keen not to lose this, above all. They'd probably take a point here. As I said, Sevilla, though, on the road, you just can't... Not for me, anyway. I really like Sevilla, and if push came to shove, I'd rather back them over Valencia here.
But 15 games
and can't.
9 draws, 6 defeats.
You can't. Valencia have won the last 4 head-to-heads, if you want to take that into account. The last 4 head-to-heads at the Mestalla.
Yeah.
But typically they are very solid at home. So for all that Sevilla have struggled on the road, they've drawn so many games that simply that has to be the play again. And 5-2 is a generous price, I think, on the draw in this one. Like I said, don't normally put draws up, but I think that this one is a pretty confident selection, really. You've got a side that have drawn 9 of 15 on the roads and can't win, and a side that have really been struggling of late and would like a draw. 5-2,
the draw in that game. Valencia 7-5 to win the match, and Sevilla are in the market at 9-5.
League Earth.
And now we finish the podcast with a look at a game on Sunday night. This is a clash between Marseille and Bordeaux, and it is in Ligue 1. Marseille 17-20 to win this game. The draw is in the betting at 5-2, with Bordeaux in the market at 100-30. League standings, first of all. These two next to each other in the league, adjacent in the league. 12th Bordeaux takes on 13th Marseille. There is 3 points separating the two sides. And as far as the recent form of the two teams are concerned, Marseille have just got 1 win in 10 in all competitions. Lost their last couple against Bastia and Rennes. Bordeaux emerged from their slump with a surprise win away at Monaco when last seen, winning 2-1. A big performance from Bordeaux on April Fool's Day, Mr. Dunn.
Yeah, but the story here is Marseille. I mean, you might look at this and go, hang on, 13th against 12th. You know, you weren't previewing Bastia against Nantes in 11th and 10th, and that is right. But names-wise, these two are big.
Yes.
Performance-wise, they have not been of late. There's real, real trouble at Marseille. Michel, the manager, is under immense pressure. He's had a meeting with the board this week and been told he's okay until the end of the season. But basically, he won't be there for much longer. Fans are not happy at Marseille. In the slightest. After their defeat at Bastia, there were fans waiting for the team bus at the airport, of course, Bastia in Corsica. The team flew back. There were fans waiting at the bus. Florian Thauvin and Steve Mandanda had to go and appease those fans. Other fans let off two fertiliser bombs outside the Marseille training ground yesterday. Yesterday being Wednesday, that is.
I'd have been appeasing those fans with a water cannon, by the way, because I think if you're going to be overly disruptive like that and you're going to try and intimidate the players and the coaching staff, I'm all for peaceful protest, Alex. As a Newcastle fan, you'll be fully aware of peaceful protest at the moment.
Just resigned to my fate.
But I don't agree with like charging the coach on a return from an away trip.
I just think I can see what you mean, but it's also understandable why Marseille fans are so upset. The performances have just been appalling this season, and they'll just be looking anxiously over their shoulder. They should be okay.
Yeah, but I think they're going
6 points clear with 6 points to go. 6 points to clear the relegation zone, and plenty of sides between them and trouble. But they won't want to be losing this. And as you said, Bordeaux just 3 points above them, but very different atmospheres within clubs coming into this. Bordeaux, as you said, with a really good win at Monaco last week. So it's basically carnage at Marseille at the minute, and they could really do with a win, but at odds on, you can't back them because they're just not... They're the most likely winners. But also, you think, right, Marseille at the Stade Vélodrome, it's intimidating. The fans do get behind the team when they are behind them, and you'd think that their home record is pretty solid. In fact, I would consider backing Marseille in Akers, just on the face of it. Before you sort of delve into form, you'd think Marseille at home to, say, Ajaccio or Reims or a side that are down there struggling, you would normally think, okay, fair enough.
And one thing worth pointing out, if you are looking for a pro Marseille bet, they have got a very, very good record against Bordeaux.
They do.
You look at that record against Bordeaux, they haven't been beaten by Bordeaux in any competition since way back in 2008. Subsequently, 8 games, they've won 5 of them and drawn 3. So the draw is a player here, but... Well, Marseille historically have a good record against Bordeaux.
And typically I'd be keen on Marseille here, but you've got the recent games on your screen in front of you, Dave.
Yes.
I want you to keep going back on those Marseille home games to the last time they won at home in the league. Keep going. You'll need to click more than that.
Yeah, it's a long time
keep
ago,
going.
Isn't it?
There we go.
Yeah, back in September. Wow.
13th of September is the last time they won at home in the league, which I...
That puts
I
you off at odds on, doesn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of. I just thought, well, they've been struggling a bit. And if you look, they've not lost many in the league at home. They've drawn a lot.
Yeah, they have drawn a lot.
But you cannot back them at 17-20 here. You just can't, because they haven't won at home for 13 league games in the league. It's astonishing. So the draw is a play at 5-2. It has to be, though. It just has to be, because
We could have made this podcast about 30 seconds this week.
But I
you just said the games were previewing and said we'd go for the draw in all of them.
I never put draws up. I never do. But with all of these, you just sort of think, well, that's likely, and so is that. And with this one, I would be prepared to be a bit more experimental, shall we say.
Okay.
Well, a little bit, in that I just don't want Marseille at all, at any price.
Right.
Bordeaux draw no bet is 21-10.
Yeah.
That's okay. And Bordeaux plus a goal is 17-20, same price as Marseille. There's only one winner there in terms of value. So I'm in the Bordeaux camp of the draw, Bordeaux camp side of the draw.
Yes.
But no, the draw is, again, the outright selection.
5-2, the draw in that game. And we finish with the Naps. By the way, folks, if you want that draw treble, the three games we've previewed on the podcast, AC Milan versus Juventus, the draw is 21-10. Valencia versus Sevilla, the draw 5-2. Marseille versus Bordeaux on Sunday night, the draw 5-2. 36.97-1 if you are looking at that draw treble, which I think maybe you should have a little look at the draw treble. What's the nap, though?
It's a draw in the Marseille game, 5-2. That's probably the best of the three, closely followed by the Valencia game. And ironically, the one that is the shortest price of the three is my least confident pick in terms of the AC Juve one. But yeah, Marseille-Bordeaux draw for me. I just cannot have Marseille. Bordeaux's away form isn't great, by the way. I didn't really mention that. Their away form so far this season, I think they've only won three times on the road, drawn six and lost seven. But stats would say that they shouldn't be losing this. Marseille's home record is just indescribably, not poor, but just they should be winning loads of games at home.
Okay, the draw Marseille versus Bordeaux. I'm going very, very safe,
okay,
in my opinion. And this could put the curse on prospective punters' bets this weekend, given my diabolical selections on the on the Punt podcast on Monday. I'm going Juventus draw no bet at 4-9, just because I think that they definitely won't get beaten in that game. Mm. And you could still have a cash with Juventus given their recent run. And we mentioned the last time they were beaten in the league was Sassuolo. That was a long time ago.
And you do get the insurance with that, don't you?
You do, because as you mentioned, you like the draw in that game. And it could be a draw, but given AC Milan's recent form, I think Juventus will go there and stamp their title credentials all over AC Milan's faces. So I'm going Juventus draw no bet 4-9. And that does actually boost the, if that lands, it boosts the double to over 4-1. So yeah. I like that play. Marseille versus Bordeaux, the draw at 5-2. And Juventus to, draw no bet, which is available at 4-9. So those are the two bets. Remember, if you want to follow Mr. Dunn on Twitter, it's AlexDunn0307, at AlexDunn0307, and you can follow myself at D. Kellner. Don't forget, folks, lots of podcasts will be out this weekend. Alex is on most of them. Audioboom.com, just type in William Hill, and of course, you can check us out on iTunes again. Type in William Hill. Subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for listening, folks, to the European Football Podcast this weekend, and we'll speak again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.